Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the I Am that I Am, the great God of heaven. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Thank you because in you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. Thank you because we are your very offsprings. Thank you because of open heavens in this month of September. Thank you because of the wavelength of divine wisdom, high frequency mentality. Father, breathe upon this service tonight. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Let today herald a new beginning, a new season, fresh grace, fresh mercy. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go on ahead and give the Lord a praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Shake the hands of three people around you. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord. And you may be seated in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone here tonight to this very incredible service where we shall be unraveling the proofs of wisdom. Proofs of wisdom. Sunday delivery was very, very intense and very, very explosive. And I believe that we are still yet to recover from that. But God is going to show us some things further tonight. Proofs of wisdom. In Luke chapter 7 and in verse 35. Luke 7 and in verse 35. The Bible said, but wisdom is justified of all her children. Wisdom is justified of all her children. Tonight, our objective is to understand the proofs of wisdom's presence. The proofs of the presence of wisdom. The meaning is, wisdom is always justifiable. The presence of wisdom has justifications. Wisdom is always confirmed by accompanying proofs or products. There are signs and there are symptoms of wisdom. Where wisdom is in place, there are things you used to know. Where wisdom is out of place, there are also things you used to know. We are not even talking about the products of wisdom yet. We are talking about the proofs of wisdom. There may be the overlap where the proof can also be the product, but we are talking about what proves that wisdom is available. What do you see when wisdom is in place, where wisdom is present? What would you not see because wisdom is absent? And so we'll use these yardsticks, these signs and symptoms, to diagnose the presence of wisdom or the absence of wisdom. I'm going to look at five of them very, very briefly tonight. Number one is the availability of peace. When wisdom is at work, peace is available. In Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 17. Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 17. Speaking of wisdom, the Bible said her ways are ways of pleasantness. If you read from verse 14, we are going to read it later on. And all her paths are peace. Wisdom is confirmed by the availability of peace. In James chapter 3, again, also verse 17, where we read on Sunday, it said, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. Peaceable, peaceable. Wisdom is identifiable with the presence of peace. Peace is available where wisdom is available. What does this mean? The availability of wisdom is deliverance from crisis. The availability of wisdom is deliverance from crisis. The availability of wisdom is deliverance from battles. The availability of wisdom is deliverance from conflicts. When you see, for example, in a home that is crisis full, that is full of conflicts, that is full of tension, it is proof positive that wisdom is absent. Either the wisdom on the part of the man, the wisdom on the part of the woman, or the wisdom on the part of the two. Wisdom is absent where peace is absent. Wisdom is absent where the ground is full of crisis. Wisdom is absent where the ground is full of conflicts. If you find in your operation as an organization, the whole place is full of tension. There is no peace. I mean, everything is just pressured. There is a lack of wisdom. Hey, that's right. Wisdom is, the absence of wisdom is confirmed by the presence of pressure. There is so much pressure. When you are, whatever you do by pressure, you want to travel by pressure, you want to do this, all, everything is just loaded with pressure. You are tensed and you are pressed. No peace, no rest. Just filled with internal crisis and internal conflict. It is proof positive that wisdom is lacking. Everywhere there is wisdom, peace abounds, rest abounds. That was the example, that was the case of Solomon. Solomon, who asked God for wisdom. This was the testimony of Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 5 and in verse 4. In 1 Kings chapter 5 and in verse 4. Solomon said, and now the Lord, but now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. The Lord my God has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. I speak to someone here today. Every trace of crisis in your life, every trace of conflict in the work of your hands, every trace of battle in what you do, I declare that crisis be arrested. And the wisdom that will grant you, the wisdom that will grant you peace and tranquility and serenity and equanimity, that wisdom that will grant you peace, that wisdom is released right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, are you in a relationship? And in that relationship, there is zero peace. Why don't you find out from God whether the wisdom of God led you into such an association? It might be a business relationship. It might be a friendship relationship. And don't talk about, don't say I'm talking about your marital relationship where you have already married. And then you already set and you are saying that, oh, there is no wisdom in the marriage, so you have to divorce. No. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about, is there something, a journey you are embarking upon, something you are doing and peace is lacking, completely lacking. We are talking about the absence of the wisdom of God. And if you understand from the Sunday preaching, where we talked about the wisdom of God is accessing the counsel of God, accessing the mind of God, accessing the will of God for particular issues, then it means that you are out of the mind of God. You are out of the purpose of God. You are out of counsel with God, where you are experiencing such level of crisis and such level of pressure and such level of lack of peace. Please let it be clear that the wisdom of God is confirmable by the availability of peace. Number two, the wisdom of God is the availability of pleasantness. And I will explain what that means. In Proverbs 3:17, where we read earlier on, it said her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. What is the meaning? Things are pleasant, pleasurable, struggle-free, stress-free in the presence of wisdom. If I'm going to use one word for pleasantness, it is struggle freedom. Freedom from struggle is different from the peace situation we are talking about. In that case, there is crisis and conflict, but in this case, it is free from struggle. That is, you are not struggling to get the result. Ecclesiastes 10:10 shows us that. He said, if the iron is blunt and it doesn't sharpen the edge, then he must put more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. So where wisdom is lacking, there is the dissipation of strength without commensurate result. There is the deployment of energy without commensurate outcome. There is the deployment of effort without commensurate effect. That means wisdom is lacking. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It is like somebody who wants to to, I saw a funny clip the other day where they gave an old woman the microphone to speak and she put it in her ear. Right? She thought it was a telephone or something. And I'm telling you, no matter how much she speaks, nobody is going to hear her, because the wisdom of that is that the microphone is not for the ear. It's not a phone. It's not. Even though it has phone, it's not. It's telephone microphone. They both have phone, but this is different. You know. So everywhere wisdom is lacking, there is effort without effect. Everywhere wisdom is lacking, there is impute without outcome. Everywhere wisdom is lacking, there is so much stress, so much sweat, and very minimal result. That is what happened. Stress. So much stress is needed. Where wisdom is absent. The absence of wisdom is the presence of struggle. And like I will say at this moment, that this presence of struggle is indicative of the lack of wisdom. I prophesy upon you today. I declare that struggle be over forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that struggle be over forever. How many of you have ever tried to open something like a container or something that has a knob or a pin or something? You just unlock like this and just pull it out easily. And then you haven't seen that pin. And then you just try to unlock and open, and you struggle for a long time until somebody tells you, no, this is not how to do it. Just turn this, just click, remove this click now, and then you did it and it opened on the spot. What happened? The absence of the strategy for doing it led to a lot of struggle without result. That is what happened. Where wisdom is lacking. Whether it is in ministry, whether it is in business, whether it is in marriage, in academic effort, where wisdom is lacking, struggle abounds. Number three, wisdom is the availability of profit. Wisdom brings profit. Wisdom is profitable. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and in verse 10, it said, if the iron be blunt, we read that earlier on, and it does not whet or sharpen the edge, then he must put to it more strength. But wisdom is profitable. Wisdom is profitable. What is the meaning? Wisdom brings profit. Wisdom is gainful. Wisdom makes gains available. Wisdom results in gain. Every availability of wisdom is the availability of gains. The opposite is true. Where wisdom is lacking, losses abound. If you seem to be losing, you see, especially in the business realm, or in the whatever realm you are, you seem to be losing. There's so much losses. You know, the indication is that wisdom is lacking somewhere. There is an aspect, there is a wisdom needed that is not available. If you remember the landmark judgment that Solomon gave in the book of 1 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 22 all the way to verse 23, a child would have been lost. The child of the harlot, we analyzed this on Sunday. The child of the harlot, you know, two harlots laid on the bed. And then the one overlaid the child and one child died. And then they began to struggle over the living child. There was a wisdom of God that was displayed by Solomon. When he, at the end, this one says my child, this one says mine. And he said, bring me a sword. I want to divide the child into two. And the woman whose the child was began to yearn for that child and say, don't divide the child. The other woman said, divide it, let it neither be mine nor hers. And Solomon said, this child belongs to this woman who said, don't kill the child. That wisdom saved the life of the child. That wisdom made it impossible for a whole human being to be lost. You understand that? So wisdom is profitable. It makes profit available. So there is an easy way to know whether you are walking in wisdom or not. And that is what you are doing. Is it producing gains or you are experiencing losses? It doesn't matter how much of first parties you claim. Are you seeing gains or you are seeing losses? And this can happen in the church setting too. where people are coming and then you are seeing new people, but it does not translate into the growth of the church. It means that there is a wisdom that is lacking somewhere. There is something to do that is not being done. You are making money, but you are not seeing growth. You made millions this year, but it doesn't translate into nothing. You are not seeing increase. It means that there is wisdom that is not available. Now, if you look at the book of John chapter 6 and in verse 6, in the multiplication of the bread that Jesus did, the Bible said, this he said to prove him. Where can we get bread enough to feed these people? He said, for himself knew what he will do. Knowing what to do, that is called wisdom. And then he took the bread and multiplied the loaves. And if you go to verse 11, 12 and 13, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. That is where the wisdom was. Gather, that's the second manifestation. That nothing be lost. There are no losses in wisdom, or rather, minimal losses. We have wisdom. Is at work. And they gathered the fragments. See what happened? And they gathered the fragments. And when they were filled, he said unto them, and verse 13, and that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Do you imagine that? 12 baskets from the crumbs on the ground, from the fragments. That is wisdom. When wisdom is in operation, rubbish can become riches. When wisdom is in operation, trash can become treasure. When wisdom is in operation, garbage can become gainful. When wisdom is in operation, rubbish can become riches. That was what Jesus demonstrated right now. Beloved brothers and sisters, where wisdom is absent, you will be experiencing losses without your notice. See, the thing that fell that we call crumbs became 12 baskets because wisdom was in operation. You will be experiencing losses here and there, and you will not know that you are losing until when the final analysis is made and you realize that you have lost so much. I prophesy to you today, the last time you lost shall be the last forever. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. The last time you had every trace of loss shall be the last time forever. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. The availability of profit. Wisdom is confirmed, number one, by the availability of peace. Number two, the availability of pleasantness, struggle, freedom. Number three, the availability of profit. Number four, the availability or the guarantee of progress. Wisdom is confirmed by the availability or the guarantee of progress. When wisdom is at work, things go forward. You don't meet a wise man on the same spot consecutive months, consecutive years. No. The availability of progress. In Genesis 26 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3, we saw in the life of when there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Now we say the wisdom of God equals the counsel of God, equals the plan of God, the purpose of God, and the mind of God. So God was telling Isaac his mind concerning the situation and showing Isaac his wisdom concerning the situation. And Isaac followed the wisdom of God. And in verse 12, we saw what happened to Isaac. And Isaac remained in that land. He sowed in that land. He received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. The Lord blessed him. The Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. And the Philistines envied him. You see, so he waxed great. He went forward. He followed the wisdom of God, the mind of God, the counsel of God, the advice of God, the plan and purpose of God for that season. He followed it and the man went forward. he grew and he became very great. So progress, growth, increase, they will be the outcome of wisdom. Progress, growth, increase. Everywhere wisdom is at work, progress is compulsory. Growth is compulsory. Increase is compulsory. It is not progress that is hid. It is not progress that is hid. It is progress that is not only visible but enviable. The Philistines envied him. Progress that is visible, progress that is enviable, comes as a result of the wisdom of God. Meaning is, where wisdom is lacking, progress is arrested. There is arrested progress. There is stagnation in the face of the lack of the wisdom of God. If you are here in the service tonight, or you are watching online, anywhere you are watching from all around the world, and you are saying, Lord, my life is at a standstill, or I'm not moving as I should, I'm doing everything I need to do, then one thing to ask God is, Lord, what are you saying to me at this junction? What is your wisdom? What is your mind? What is your purpose? What is your plan concerning my situation? Maybe you are in a situation of warfare, having a conflict, a confrontation from the kingdom of darkness. And it's not necessarily that you didn't hear something. Yet, in that situation, God can still show you what to do. The way out, the prayers to pray, and the particular approaches, spiritual exercises to do, to knock off that satanic wisdom. I'm sure you remember that we talked about devilish wisdom on Sunday as well. Devilish wisdom can be responsible for confrontations and arrested progress, and countering the plan of God for your life. But the Bible says that which is from above is above all. The wisdom of God is above the wisdom of the devil. And once the wisdom of God comes, it will knock off that wisdom of the devil that tied down your life and your destiny. And I prophesy by the mantle of God upon my life, every satanic wisdom that tied down your life and tied down your destiny shall collapse by the revelation of the wisdom of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the wisdom of God will swallow up the agenda of hell regarding your life. In the name of Jesus, in this season, whatever you need to do to move from where you are to where you need to move to, I declare the release of hell from above now, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. The availability is a guarantee of progress. Any day, any time, when the wisdom of God is available, you move forward. People go forward. Abraham was stagnated in his father's house until the word of the Lord came to him, which again equals the wisdom of God. Get thee out of your father's house and move to the land I will show you. And Abraham moved in verse 5 of Genesis chapter 12. And he went until he came into the land of Canaan. And everything exploded in chapter 13 verse 2. Every single thing exploded. In the name of Jesus, everyone that is deaf and dumb and blind spiritually to the wisdom of God, I declare the dumbness is arrested, the blindness is arrested, the deafness is arrested. Receive grace to move to the next level. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Help me stand on your feet and tell people around you, tell them your season of detention is over. Your season of detention is over. Your season of detention is over. Your season of being on the same spot is over. Your season of being establishing stagnation is over. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And I declare that the heavens be open over your life, and what you need to know and what you need to see and what you need to hear for your life to move to the next level is released for you now, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat, in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 5, proof of wisdom. You see, these things are things that are measurable, that are feelable, that you can see. So when you notice peace, you know that wisdom is at work. When you notice conflict and a lot of crisis, right, in what you do, then you know that something is lacking, their wisdom is lacking. Pleasantness, when you are putting so much effort and you are literally struggling to get the things done, instead of knowing that there is an easy way to do it, that there is a cheap way to get the job done, you are battling, then you know that wisdom is lacking, because strategy is the elimination of struggles. And then wisdom brings profit when there is so much losses. I mean, you are putting in money and you are losing and losing and losing. There is a wisdom you need to have that you do not have. And of course, progress is confirmed with wisdom. You move forward if you are with wisdom. The final thing, and number 5 today, is that wisdom guarantees divine presence. The presence of God is confirmed by the wisdom of God. People who operate wisdom they carry divine presence. If you look at the Bible, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18 and in verse 14, 1 Samuel chapter 18 and in verse 14, it said, and David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. He behaved wisely. For as long as his behavior was wise, the Lord was with him. He behaved himself wisely, and the Lord was with him. If you will behave wisely, you will never lack the presence of God. If you look at Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 and in verse 2, the Bible makes it clear that the Spirit of God is the same as the Spirit of wisdom. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom, is the Spirit of understanding, is the Spirit of counsel. And the Spirit of the Lord is the same as the presence of the Lord. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me. You see, so the Spirit of the Lord is the same as the Lord. It's the same as the Lord of the Spirit, which is the same as the wisdom of God. So when we walk in the wisdom of God, we walk in the presence of the Lord. You walk in the wisdom of God. You walk in the presence of the Lord. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible tells us things further about who God is. He said, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. See, God is the only wise God. The only wise God. The only wise God. In Jude chapter 1 and in verse 25, in Jude chapter 1 and in verse 25, we see God there again as the all-wise God, to the only wise God, our Savior, the only wise God. If God is the only wise God, and two cannot walk together except they be agreed, Amos chapter 3, verse 3, it then means to walk with God is to walk in wisdom. Nobody can walk with God except they walk in wisdom. Two cannot walk together except they be agreed. God is the only wise God. God is the all-wise God except they be agreed. Say it the other way. Walking in wisdom is walking in the presence of God. When you walk with wisdom, you walk in his presence. That is, people who walk in wisdom, and I'm talking about the wisdom of God, people who walk in the wisdom of God, walk in the presence of God. They carry it. You see, Joseph was such a wise man, who was so wise, and Pharaoh said in Genesis chapter 41 verse 39, can we find such a man? And Pharaoh said, for as much as God has showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. In verse 38, he said, can we find such a man in whom the Spirit of God is, such a wise man? This same Joseph was this Joseph that carried the presence of God. In Genesis chapter 39 and in verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph. In Genesis 39 verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph. Verse 21, the Lord was with Joseph. You see, so anytime you see a man who walks in the wisdom of God, you see a man who walks in the wisdom of God, you have seen a man who carries the presence of God. When you come around him, you can feel God. When you come around them, you can feel God. You can experience God. There is something around him that makes you feel God. And you know, of course, that the presence of God is a secret of rest. My presence will go with you and I'll give you rest. Exodus 33 and in verse 14. The presence of God is a secret of rest. It gives you rest and stability and serenity. Do you understand? So, these are proofs of wisdom. When your life is completely dry of the presence of God, when it looks like everything around you is choking, it is proof positive that wisdom, the wisdom of God, is lacking. I announce today, I prophesy today, fresh wisdom from above that will change your life. It's released right now. So what are the proofs of wisdom in the life of a person? Number one, peace. Number two, pleasantness. Number three, profit. Number four, Progress. Ha. Number five, presence.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what you are looking for in life, but these five things are needed in your life. And what is the way of wisdom? We looked at it on Sunday. We saw the fear of the Lord, among others. But today, we are looking at two ways of wisdom. Number one is possessing. So, what is your way to the wisdom of God? First, possess a desperate crave for the wisdom of God. A desperate crave. A desperate crave for the wisdom of God. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1, all the way to verse 6. He said, my son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if you crave after knowledge, lift your voice for understanding and of course wisdom. If you seek her like silver, and you search her as for hid treasures, then you shall understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Do you understand what God is saying? You see, people look for money to the point where they kill human beings to get money. There are those who are trading in human body parts now. People look for money to the point where they separate from friends. Money matter. Cause them to lose their relationship, and they don't matter, they don't care. People look for money to the point where they become robbers, become intelligent fraudsters online. Do you understand? God said, look for me the way people look for money. Look for desire, be desperate. You know, I told you one day. I was trying to pray for a man on a wheelchair. And no matter how hard I struggled to lift him up, he just, as if he was resisting, even he sank back on the wheelchair. And as if the Holy Spirit asked me, find out whether he wants this healing. So I asked him, what do you want? He said, money. Give me money. For him, money was more important than walking. Money was more important than any miracle that may happen. Have you looked for God more than people look for money? Have you desired the wisdom? When I say the wisdom of God, let it be as simple as, this is the purpose of God for my life, for this moment, for this matter, for this issue. How many people have entered into marriage without finding out the wisdom of God, or the purpose of God, or the plan of God, or the will of God? Taking journeys of relocation to distant nations without finding out, is God going with me? Before Isaac will go to Egypt, God intercepted and said, don't go there. As for me, growing up as a young man, there was nothing I feared as much as missing God in life. Missing him. Missing him in ministry. Missing him who to marry. He pushed me into desperate fastings, desperate prayers. I feared his God. That is, of what use is that home that God is not there? Of what use is that ministry that God is not involved in? And he pushed me into desperation. 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 And I can say with all boldness, I am not where I trust God to be, but I'm not where I used to be or where the devil would have loved me to be. Diverse matters of my life, God showed up and showed me pathways. Desire more than hid treasure. Let what God wants to do with your life and do with you, let what God wants you to know be more important to you than money, be more important to you than any human favor, be more important to you than any achievement on earth. When that becomes your crave, you can't be denied. Possess a desperate crave for the wisdom of God. And number two, search for wisdom in desperation. First, you possess that crave, that yearning, that longing. That is, one day I told God, I said, I don't care if I come to the point in my life where all I have is just a singlet, the innerwear, provided I can catch you, just get you. What Paul the Apostle said, that I may apprehend that for which I was apprehended of Christ Jesus. That I might catch the purpose for which you caught me. That I might be everything you want me to be. That is wisdom. That I might be in line with your plan for my life. I don't care. I'm not looking for nothing. But what you want me to be and what you might want me to accomplish for you in life. Possess that desperate crave and search for wisdom desperately. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and in verse 13. Ecclesiastes 1 and in verse 13. He said, I gave my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom. I gave my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom. Concerning all the things that are done under heaven, I gave my heart. That was Solomon. And we are talking about seeking and searching. The Proverbs we just read say, if thou will seek it like hid silver. We just read that in Proverbs chapter 2. Seek. Do you know that it is easier for people to watch a football game than to listen to one message, 60-minute message without distraction? You know that it's easier for people to watch a movie series, 3 hours movie. I've watched movie in time past, briefly, just slightly. And sometimes I got angry. You know what made me to get angry? You are watching a movie where this is the bad man and this is the good man. And you are watching to see how it ended. And the end of that, the witch succeeded in killing the whole family. That was the end of the movie. What a waste. What am I to learn? That wickedness is bigger than goodness. No. Oh yes, there are things you can watch that will impart values to you, that will give you positive motivation. Such exists. There are plenty. If you spend your time doing that, that's possible. But the overall thing I'm saying is, when was the last time you sat down with God for 6 hours? Lord, this is what I want to know your mind on matter. Lord, I want you to give me light and understanding. It deals with this affair of my life. People are looking for prayer all the time. God will not do what he has given you the capacity to be able to do. He won't do it for you. He can divide the Red Sea, but Moses must lift the rod. Hallelujah. He can. But Moses must lift the rod. He can multiply the bread. But there must be somebody with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He can turn water into wine, but somebody must pour water in the empty pot. Are you following what I'm saying here today? So people are asking God to do what they should be doing. They are asking God to do for them. God will not locate the person. You must sit down. Sit with the scripture. Sit with the word. Lord, this is what I am trusting you for. This is what I am looking for. For the next 3 days, I'm indoors. Or for the next 3 days, I am open. And you are opening the books. You are opening the tapes. You are listening to the messages. You are praying in tongues extensively until light breaks from heaven. That is how to seek and search out any area where you are challenged or any area where you need answer. In that area, go for light. Scripture, tapes, books, things that are related to the matter. And just commence searching the mind of God for the wisdom of God. And in no time, you will be glad that you did. I know somebody is blessed tonight. Is there somebody who is blessed tonight? Is something changing in your life?
I believe, like I said on Sunday, before this month is over, the heavens shall be open for high frequency divine signals transmission, for the flow of the wisdom of God from above, for help from heaven. So shall it be. Stand up on your feet, lift your hands, and let's appreciate the God of heaven. Let's worship him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's magnify him. Let's glorify him. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we worship you. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Worship him. Praise him. Honor him and adore him. We are going to take each of those points within 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes. We'll take each of the points. Lord, let me experience your peace by your wisdom. Lord, let me begin to experience struggle freedom by your wisdom. Lord, deliver me from the suffering or the suffrage of losses by your wisdom. Lord, help me to be delivered from this detention of stagnation. Wisdom. Detention of stagnation by your wisdom. Lord, help me to be a beneficiary of your presence by your wisdom. Pray it with all brutality. Any wisdom that will cause me to see profit, that will cause me to see pleasantness, that will cause me to see progress, any wisdom that will cause me to see your presence, that I am ready for it. And Lord, I'm asking, take away, and then the keys that we have, deposit in me a crave for your plan, your purpose, your wisdom that is heavier than my crave for anything material, than my crave for money. And then we move to the next point and make demands on the discipline to sit down and search. Many are not disciplined. The mind is just here and there. To sit down and to search per issue, per time. This demon of my father's house must be buried. That say nobody should get married or nobody should fulfill their days. It must be buried. I am looking at your word in this season and trusting you for light and revelation to break the back of this devil. Hey, Mahoshaka Kalala. And we take that for another three minutes in brutal intercession. And I believe that the heavens shall open. I'm going to pray two prayers right now. The first one, I'm going to pray a prayer right now, and then at the end of those intercessions, I'll pray another prayer. Right now, anywhere you are, the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you are not afraid of God, you have not started in the school of wisdom. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward, never. Grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.